Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and the club, of course, continue to be linked with making a move for Aston Villa captain Jack Grealish following the conclusion of Euro 2020. But it is understood Villa are hopeful that Grealish will instead sign a new long-term contract with them, ending any discussions over his future. Grealish is, of course, a Villa supporter, but the 25-year-old is also known to be a fan of City boss Pep Guardiola. Grealish is, of course, part of England's squad at Euro 2020, and he came off the bench to help the Free Lions to an historic 2-0 victory over Germany in the last 16 on a Tuesday night. Raheem Sterling was a scorer for the Free Lions, netting for the third time in the tournament. It was actually a good day for the majority of City players at the Euros, as later on Tuesday, Oleksandr Zinchenko scored and put in a man of the match performance for the Ukraine as they beat Sweden 2-1 after extra time. It means Zinchenko will be going up against City teammate Sterling in the quarterfinals, and he has been full of praise for his clubmate, saying Sterling is one of the best wingers in the world right now, and he is making all the difference for England. Finally, and young City striker Liam Delap could be heading out on loan this coming season. Three championship clubs have expressed an interest in the highly rated 18-year-old, who is the son of former Stoke and Republic of Ireland international Rory Delap. It is understood Millwall, Cardiff and Middlesbrough are the teams that have expressed an interest. Delap is set to train once again with City's first team next term if he does not secure a loan switch. That's all for now. We'll have more later.